It was all uncertain, the shadow of a shadow so vague that it might well have been a dream that had mingled with the confused waking thoughts of a little child.
That sense of something haunting.
One tape to another tape, bits and bits and bits and bits and bits and bits.
Haunting guitar sound.
Bits and bits and bits and bits and bits and bits.
Space age. Ditties.
Spectral nature of a lot of the sound.
If there was such a thing, if he would be like the kind of godfather of it.
Could be really close to it, but no chance, is there, of seeing it until you're right there.
Musician Chris Bailiff is finding his way through the Grunewald forest on the outskirts of Berlin.
We cycled from Neukölln to Tulsberg. We're going to see the American spy tower. It's like a big microphone. We're going to have a look at that.
The forest sits at the bottom of the Teufelsberg, or Devil's Mountain, built by the US military after the war to listen to Soviet and East German military traffic.
Well, it's either not happening at all, or there's a really nice massive hole through all of these fences.
He's accompanied by music blogger and gallery curator David Moynihan, who's invited Chris to Berlin for a two-week art residency.
I run a small art space in the Neukölln district of Berlin. The idea is that I can make contacts for Chris. He can come here and I can introduce him to sort of key people. But also he has time here to look at his work and see where he wants to go next.
The Berlin thing has come at a good time, I think, for me. I saved up for ages about holidays, just trying to get a bit of time to concentrate this year just solely on music, just to see if I wanted to do it or not. It's quite good to sort of put yourself on the spot just to see what happens experimentally, I think.
As position normal, Chris has recorded three albums since his 1997 debut, Stop Your Nonsense. His latest eponymous album was his first for 7 years and was made available on tape cassette and as a downloadable MP3.
This place is completely derelict. It's been smashed up quite a few times. But the actual orbs look quite amazing. They look intact apart from one of them, which is just in tatters, but it's pretty mad how those orbs are still hanging on in there, considering the rest of the place has just fallen completely to pieces.
The new album received critical acclaim. One journalist even declared Chris to be the godfather of a new musical genre, hauntology.
It just makes me sound old, I think. It means I'm not really truly responsible for it. Like a real godfather, I'm kind of like distant from it, but may have something to do with it somehow, but I doubt it.
Hauntology is a historical idea, first introduced by the French philosopher Jacques Derrida in the early 1990s. Music critic Mark Fisher, who writes under the name K-Punk, is one of the people most associated with the theorisation of hauntology in relation to music.
You know, there's a long history to do with its use by Derrida and its origins in deconstruction, which he developed in his book Spectres of Marx.
Cette époque est déshonorée. To haunt does not mean to be present, and it's necessary to introduce haunting into the very construction of a concept, of every concept, beginning with the concept of being.
There's this sense of inertia, deadness, repetition, exhaustion, where a kind of rapid turnover of commodities, technologies, etc. is accompanied by, in a strange way, persistence of the old. You've got the foregrounding of styles of music, in a sense, which were themselves functional. The role of something like library music, which was designed to be in the background, becomes pushed to the foreground. And that coincides with the kind of retrospective authorization of things like a radiophonic workshop, etc., etc.
Le temps est hors de ses gonds. Time is off its hinges.
Blue Firth is studying fine art at the Royal Academy. She became aware of hauntology through a fascination with Victorian ghost stories.
Essentially, I came in from a classical ghost aspect, and the idea of being scared but without any gruesome payoff I found quite interesting, and the idea of playing with feeling and emotion and charging an area of the landscape or an area of the cityscape with a feeling or a memory. And then that's where the word haunting came in, and it just was so apt, the lingering feeling of something and what that means and how you relate to it. She often used to think of the strangeness of very early life. One came, it seemed, from a dark cloud. There was a glow of light, but for a moment and afterwards the